prema to anyone who is simply willing to accept it. During the 4 months of the rainy season, Chaturmasya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided at the holy place of Sri Rangam, which is the largest temple in all of India, even today. And it was at this place that the most learned people of South India at the time would come to study the scriptures. It was a high seat of learning. It was here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met this very simple and uneducated Brahmin who would every day recite all 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita because it was the order of his spiritual master. And we see through this wonderful drama that it wasn't the highly educated learned pundits that received the Lord's mercy, but it was this simple uneducated Brahmin because he had faith in the words of his guru, because he was humble, and because he read the Gita with a spirit of devotion. Krishna says in Gita, Tadvidi pranipatena hari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvatarashana. The Bhagavad Gita reveals the truth. And for whom is the truth revealed? One who approaches the spiritual master in a mood of utter submissiveness. One who with utter humility inquires and is willing to render service. To such a person, the genuine spiritual master can reveal the truth. Krishna also tells Arjuna, Bhaktyatvana niyashakya aham evam vidvarujana jatam drastam cha tatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. It is by bhakti alone that I reveal myself. No other way to understand the truth except through humility and devotion. Arjuna, because you are my devotee, you can understand the true essence of the Gita. When our beloved Guru Maharaj came to the Western world, he wanted to teach his aspiring disciples from Bhagavad Gita. And there were well over 100 translations of the Gita in the English language. But yet Srila Prabhupada saw that for over 100 years, people of the West were studying the Gita. And over 100 translations, there was never once a single person that became a devotee of Krishna or followed the teachings of the Gita. Therefore, he told his disciples, I cannot recommend that you read any of these translations. Because the commentaries, not a single one of them, touch the real spirit of the Gita, which is devotion, bhakti, that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and the goal of life is to surrender to him with love. So therefore, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, realized that it was necessary for him to translate and make true commentaries on the Gita. And he explained, never once did he explain his own opinions, his own ideas or conceptions. He simply repeated, without any adulteration or change, the immortal words of the great acharyas who have preserved the original essence of the Gita through the system of disciplic succession or parampara. Krishna says in Gita, evam parampara praptam idam rajashayavita, that a real spiritual master is not a great scholar necessarily. He knows the truth of the scripture and he reveals it because he simply repeats through his life and through his words what has been taught to him by his spiritual master. And in this way he is a transcendental representation of the absolute truth. Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that when we say his divine grace, it is Krishna's divine grace. There's only one divine grace, and that is coming from Krishna. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat puranitam. And anyone who perfectly and purely repeats that message, delivers that message, through him we can receive Krishna's divine grace. So this gentle Brahman actually, Srila Prabhupada, through his simple translation of the Bhagavad Gita, literally millions of people's lives have been completely transformed. Hundreds and thousands of people surrendering their lives to Krishna and following the true instructions of the Gita. When Srila Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta, he was praying to his spiritual master. And he was praying to Krishna that I'm not such a very learned man like many of my god brothers and many great scholars of India. And I don't even know English language so well. How will I repeat this sublime philosophy of Lord Chaitanya to these people? But I have complete faith in the mercy of my spiritual master. That is the one quality that I have. And it is the only possession that I have. Complete faith in the words of my Gurudev. And my Gurudev has sent me here to America to teach in the English language. So whatever may be my qualifications or disqualifications is not important. I am simply begging Krishna, Gurudev, please speak through me. That is a real disciple. And one who has that quality is authorized to be a spiritual master. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the simple faith of this Brahman, he wanted to reveal to the world that it doesn't matter how well you know Sanskrit. It doesn't matter how expert of a philosopher you are or how you can defeat all opposing elements. It doesn't matter how convincing you may be through your logic and reasoning. You will never be able to truly understand the Gita or give the true understanding to another unless you are genuinely humble and you have deep devotion and faith in Krishna and Guru. The Gita is not a material book. It is the word of God. And only to one who God chooses by his free will to reveal the truth who can speak the Gita. Therefore, no real Vaishnava is impressed by scholarship, by philosophical presentations, by convincing arguments, if they are not joined with sincere humility and devotion. It is all empty and void without that. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanena manadena kirtaniya sadhari. And the greatest biographer of Lord Chaitanya's life explained that you take this verse, which is the most sacred sloka of all the scriptures in creation, and you put it on the string of the holy name and you wear it always over your heart. To be more humble than a blade of grass. To be more tolerant than a tree. To offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. Only in this way can we chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Wherever a devotee sees sincere, humble devotion, there we bow our heads. We do not bow our heads to anything else except the humility and the devotion of a Vaishnava. It is only at a place where we see genuine humility to the parampara that we care to listen. Because it is through those sound vibrations that we become purified. The purpose of Gita is not to become learned, it is to become pure, a pure devotee of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaye shami ma sujaha. So this simple Brahmin, although he was ridiculed, he was teased, he was blasphemed, criticized, harassed, his guru told him to read the 18 chapters of Gita every day. So he went on reading. And because of his humble devotion to Sri Gurudev, Krishna was personally revealing himself to that Brahmin in every syllable of the Gita. Even though he was chanting the syllables wrong, Krishna was revealing himself in full through each of those broken syllables. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yashmin prati shlokam avadyavatyapi Namanyanantasi Yashon Ketaniyat Srinvanti Gayanti Grananti Sarvaha. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, when he saw the love and the devotion of this Brahman, he chose to reveal to him his supreme mercy. He embraced him with his own beautiful, elongated golden arms. And he pressed the Brahman's heart to his very own heart. And in this way, he infused within the Brahman's heart his own pure love. And revealed himself in his true essence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So tonight, we are concluding this year's wonderful celebration of Gaur Purnima. This is a very befitting play because it reveals the essence of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How we should aspire for one goal in our life. Not to become rich, not to become learned, not to become famous. But our aspiration and goal should be to become more humble than a blade of grass, to become more tolerant than the tree, to offer all respects to other living beings and to expect no respect for oneself. Our goal in life should be that in such humility and devotion, we can come together to chant the holy names of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
To be learned, to become famous, to be a scholar, to be seen as very spiritually advanced, these are all material designations. Our only real, true, eternal designation as the soul is Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Ranitya Das. Gopi Bharatur Padakamala Yora Dasa 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 Anudas. Our true self is that we are eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna. There is no other truth. Anything else we identify with is an illusion. It is Maya. It is an impediment. So we want to help one another to develop these true spiritual qualities and then come together to truly glorify the Lord by chanting His holy names. And those who even once can chant the holy name in this spirit of devotion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reveal our original love of Krishna from within. And when that is revealed, it can never be lost. It is the eternal reality of our very soul. So this is the essence of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we should not be diverted or distracted from this for even a moment. Everyone, please repeat after me. Trinadapi sunichena. Tadorapi sahishnana. Amanina manadena. Kirtaniya sadhari. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki. At the moonrise during the lunar eclipse of the month of Phalgun, and it was on the next day, which is today, that so many wonderful devotees and celestial beings came to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata to offer gifts to the newborn child. So this wonderful birthday cake is the labor of devotion of so many wonderful Vaishnavas headed by Sriman Sanat Kumar Prabhu, who is the silent giant of Radha Gopinath's temple. You hardly ever see him, because he's always secretly hiding behind one of the big pots in the kitchen as he's cooking prasad for the devotees. Such steady, loyal devotion is deeply appreciated by all of us. And we owe him our lives. Srila Prabhupada said that the cook has one of the most important and vital of all services. Because if the devotees and the guests do not have nice prasad, there's no question of any preaching or any temple. In fact, Prabhupada said that the kitchen is the favorite place of Srimati Radharani. And those who sincerely cook on the order of Gurudev, it should be understood that Srimati Radharani is personally cooking through them. So Sanat Kumar Prabhu, along with the other brahmacharis, and Palika Mataji, who's the goddess of cakes, along with Narahari, her first expansion. They, along with so many of the children and other devotees, decorated the cake beautifully. This is a very large cake. It's actually awesome. I think this cake would fully satisfy Mahavishnu. But there's never enough we can do for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Patram pushpam palam to yam yome bhakta prayach chate. But if we just try our best, the Lord is so merciful, He is satisfied with our offering. So this is the humble endeavor of Radha Gopinath's temple. And actually, when the pujari offers this, he offers it on behalf of all the devotees. When the cook cooks in the temple, he is cooking for Krishna on behalf of all the devotees in the congregation. And when the pujari offers it, he's offering it on behalf of all of us. Rupa Goswami, who is such a very hard-working and loyal pujari, he practically has no time to sleep, always assisting the devotees by doing the deity worship. Sometimes in India we see pujaris, it's a very lazy type of job by which people make some money. But the pujaris here, headed by Rupa Goswami, they get no pay. They just work. From 3 in the morning, he has to wake up to start chanting his rounds, to wake the deities, offering 6 offerings, 6 aartis, dressing the deities, bathing the deities, putting the deities to rest. He's the last one to sleep, he's the first one up, and he never complains because he's doing it all for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and Nithai Gaura Chandra. And he's doing all of this service on behalf of all the devotees. So this is our offering to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this auspicious occasion. And somehow or other, the most unqualified rascal, myself, is supposed to cut it on behalf of all of you. I have no qualification to cut this cake. But if you order me to do so, I will do it as your servant. If you give me the order, I'll do it. Everyone, give me the order. That is your order, Harivo? I'm very stubborn, you have to order me louder. I'm a very unsurrendered soul, you have to order me louder. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Jai Nimai Jai Nimai Jai Nimai. Today is a fast day. Why do we fast? For several reasons. Fasting is a tapasya. Tapo divyam bhutarkayena satvam sudyajisyam brahma sokyam tvananta. For every living being in this world, the most fundamental principle of survival is eating. No one can live without eating. And so much of our life is revolved around eating. So many times a day we have to stop whatever we're doing to find food. Rupa Goswami said that whatever the best thing that you have is, give it to Krishna. So eating is so dear to all of us. So on this day, we want to sacrifice our eating for the pleasure of Krishna. We want to give up the most integral part of our life for Krishna. In this way, it is a sacrifice. Second of all, we fast because we want to minimize all of the bodily necessities as far as possible so that we can put all of our energy in hearing, chanting, and remembering Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this day. So we should not only fast from what we put in our mouth, but we should also fast from what comes out of our mouth. How do we do like this? We should not speak anything today except those topics which are directly related to serving the deities of Nitai Gaurachandra. If we're making some arrangement, or if we're doing some cooking, we'll only speak what's necessary so that the best service can be done. Other than that, we should only speak the pastimes of the Lord and chant the holy names of the Lord. We should fast from talking about our businesses and about our social responsibilities and about our family attachments. We should spend the whole day today, actually we should spend the rest of our lives if possible, but at least today on Gaur Purnima, we should fast by not taking any food or water if possible, and as far as possible, by continuously chanting the glories of the Lord and not allowing another sound to escape from our mouths. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir is such a wonderful and sacred place, not only because of the wonderful, beautiful forms of Nitai Gaurachandra, Sri Radha Gopinath and Sri Gopal, but because of the devotees that reveal the beauty and the glories of the Lord to one another. So let us on this day make the utmost benefit in our spiritual life by properly staying together and associating with the devotees. Throughout the day, there will be activities in the temple. At this time, we will celebrate the Guru Puja of the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today is a very special Guru Puja because Srila Prabhupada, he said that ISKCON was his body. It was his life's work. It was his mission. And the greatest way we can worship him is by trying to make his mission wonderful and glorious for all people to be attracted to. So we have discussed the recent turn of events with all of you last Sunday. And we have received your very positive and loving responses. So today, on Gaur Purnima, we are officially offering this temple and the lives of all the devotees at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada's divine movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There's no more wonderful way we can please Srila Prabhupada than doing this. And anyone who says any different does not understand anything of what Prabhupada gave his life for. It is in his books, it is in his tapes, it is in his lectures, it is everywhere. So today will be the first Guru Puja where we are celebrating Srila Prabhupada as our own founder acharya of Radha Gopinath's temple as part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And of course we know that by pleasing the spiritual master, we can please Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So jointly, all of us, we are making this offering through Srila Prabhupada at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundara. We are offering our lives and our premise to be an integral part of his international society. Srila Prabhupada ki! Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! In fact, we are so fortunate. It is all by the divine will of the Lord that this whole amazing pastime has taken place.
Pastime from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is converted the Muslims, the Pathan Muslims. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar. He is Krishna himself, so he comes to propound the Yuga Dharma. The word Sanatana Dharma means something that has no beginning and has no end. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought us for this age of Kali is eternal. The eternal Harinam Sankirtan movement. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he converted the Muslims. There are other pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where he brought them into his Sankirtan movement. The Buddhists, the Jains, the atheists, the Mayavadis, he converted them all to his Sankirtan movement. Because in this age of Kali, this process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the process by which we'll liberate all living beings. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and unless one is empowered with this Krishna Shakti, he cannot propound the Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna Shakti Vini Nahi Tara Pravartana. That unless one is empowered with this Krishna Shakti, it is not possible to spread Krishna consciousness. So this requires certain empowered personalities, devotees that surrender everything for the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. So we can see in the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is empowered and who is not empowered. In our disciplic succession, our divine spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, came to the Western world and converted all types of persons due to having this Krishna Shakti. The test of a Vaishnava is how much he can make others Vaishnavas. So Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world and he converted the Malechas of the Western world to this Krishna consciousness movement. Being so empowered. And the disciplic succession goes on. Certain personalities who are empowered to spread Krishna consciousness, such as His Holiness Radhanath Swami and others, to carry on this wonderful movement of converting all types of persons to this Sanatana Dharma. So it is not really a question of you're okay, I'm okay. Sometimes the people who are followers of interfaith movements and have this conception that if you're that whatever you're doing is okay and whatever I'm doing is okay. But factually, we have to follow the will of the Lord in His incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this age of Kali. We have to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as He has requested and ask everyone also to follow this process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chaupati, Bombay 400007, India.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari, Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.